I made you some
unsportsmanlike
content.
Unsportsmanlike content.
Content.
Unsportsmanlike content.
Content.
Content that's unsportsmanlike. Do what?
Talk about that in content?
Yes, let's do.
All right, Nick, fire away.
Wow.
Whoa. No, I didn't mean it that way. Come on.
Can't believe you would make fun of the people who died on the Hindenburg like that.
The humanity, Josh.
Look, I have takes about the Hindenburg. I don't really.
You think
it'd be wild to see.
Of course, the murder cultist is like, hey, everyone, let's go back in time and stand underneath the Hindenburg and watch it burn.
Idea, next crossover newspaper read. Let's find the Hindenburg newspaper.
Oh, that's a good one. What year?
1937. May 6th, 1937.
Wow.
May 4th. How do you remember?
Because my birthday is on May 6th. So then I just associate my birthday with the Hindenburg.
Wow, you know, some of us are blessed to be able to associate our birthday with America's birthday, which some people, like Jack Mitchell, want to take away from us.
Josh Peterson.
Because they're idiots.
We just want to move it to Friday.
Meanwhile, they want to relate their birthdays to tragedies.
Well, not me. My birthday is usually Labor Day. So I get a day off. It's nice. Nick, ask us a question, please. How's that
please.
For you?
Please.
Amy just writes, Matt Rule's single-digit jersey tradition could become something special for Nebraska. Do you agree?
I don't know. Maybe. As a fan, I don't know if I would be as excited about it, but if it gets the kids fired up and gives them something to shoot for.
That's definitely what it is. I will say this. In terms of fans and, like, why should fans care? Because, you know, black shirts, you get it, right? Because that means starters, and it really morphed into something special in the 90s.
Yeah.
This is almost a permission structure to think, like, oh, wow, that player wears number 5. He's a tough-ass football player. So maybe it causes some people to like them more because they're the perceived tough guys.
Then, of course, you always look
at... And you're a left guard and you're number 5.
And you look at the negative side of it, which a lot of Husker fans will do. They'll see, you know, someone out there with the number 6... And they'll miss a tackle or they'll get run over.
He was tough.
Exactly.
Oh,
and then you'll get the jokes.
Oh, man. Bigger overreaction after
but
the first
you know
game
what?
With John Bishop.
Listen, again, if it's.
And John
I like the
John
end
Bishop.
Of Rule's answer when we played it for you earlier when he said, you know, hey, I'm, you know, big time recruit and I want number 2. And Rule says, well, great. You can win that number. You have to earn it.
That's cool.
And a lot of people around here like to hear those words. You have to earn it. Not just like some welfare state where you just get handed everything. You got to go
toast.
Out and earn it.
Like toast.
Like toast.
The man, the myth, the GOAT, Shohei Ohtani is expected to make a Major League Baseball record of $65 million this season, counting endorsements. John, why is Shohei underpaid?
Oh,
well, he's not. He's setting a record. He's making a record $65 million. Thus, he would not be underpaid.
He could still be underpaid.
He could still be underpaid.
He's not underpaid.
Are you saying he's overpaid?
No, I'm not. I mean, he's overpaid based on what I would. I mean, I would like some of that money.
Wow.
You give me $1 million. Tell you what, Shohei, you give me $1 million of that 65, and I won't say anything ever again about how you've never pitched in a playoff game.
Plus, he's going to change that this year. Also, how about Farron? I could see he was triggering you earlier because he was being positive about how good Shohei Ohtani is, and John was getting all mad.
No, I wasn't.
John hates great players.
He does.
I don't hate great players. Big Matthew Stafford guy.
Japan won.
Super Bowl winning quarterback.
They did, and
Japan
we
won
bets of the day.
We did.
Yeah, they won. Cool. I know. You hate America.
Go Japan.
You hate America.
No, I just like winning money.
No, you hate him. He hates America.
I like Shohei.
He was openly rooting against America.
That's true. I just wanted my bet to win.
Sad. Meanwhile, Shohei's making millions and millions of dollars as a good capitalist should. How does that make you feel?
Conflicted. Here's Charles Barkley on Kevin Durant.
Of course, you caught me off guard. Now I gotta find the video. Hang on. Say that again.
Here's Charles Barkley on Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant.
He's very sensitive. Great player. He's part of that generation who think he can't be criticized. He's never looked in the mirror and says, man, was that a fair criticism?
We're in agreement. Today's players are a little more sensitive to criticism than your
generation?
That
would be an understatement.
KD responded on Twitter, "This ain't getting tiring, Chuck. I'll never respect the words that come out your mouth, fam. Just deal with it." Who's right?
All right, so I'm going to, because you're going to agree with Charles. So let me argue from the other perspective, because I read this.
You actually want to agree with Charles.
No, I mean, look, I think KD is very sensitive.
Oh, he's highly sensitive.
But let me, from the other side, and I read this earlier, so I'm poaching someone's take, and sure. I can't remember who it was. Charles Barkley take was poacher. Critical of Michael Jordan as an owner, and Michael Jordan has not talked to Charles Barkley in over a decade. Like, that's pretty soft, too. So the point I'm ultimately trying to make is everybody in sports is sensitive. Everybody in life is sensitive. Some people are more sensitive than others. It's like Animal Farm. KD, though, is definitely... I mean, that guy just scrolls and scrolls and scrolls and scrolls.
Of course he does.
Scrolls and scrolls.
So Charles
scrolls.
Is right.
Yeah.
He's.
But I think every... Like, Michael Jordan's the same way. Like, all these guys are the same way.
No, but yeah, but there are players who will take criticism and take it to heart.
For sure. They'll use it as motivation.
I mean, and it sounds like what he was in the middle of was doing a word association exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reporter asked Kevin Durant, and so he just gave a thought on him. But he is very sensitive.
According to Peter King, there's a proposal in the NFL that would have touchbacks on punts move the ball to the 25-yard line from the 20-yard line. Would you like such a move, and why is this happening?
Well, we've got an update. The owners turned it down.
Good!
The owners turned it down, but...
But?
They also approved adding the number 0...
That's why Micah Parsons wants it.
...to uniforms
You're dumb joke.
To match the number of Cowboys Super Bowl wins in the last 27 years.
Nice. Mark that, Nick, so when they win the Super Bowl, we can play John's stupid take.
Well, it's going to be like 20 years from now, maybe.
Damn it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Neil's going to purge that audio by the time we get to that
point. He'll be on his, what, 800th retirement by then?
And he'll still be having a retirement party.
Time for the nightly goodbye party to Neil.
Here's the thing that concerned me.
Again.
So the Eagles, Josh's favorite team, proposed the 4th and 20 instead of the onside kick nonsense.
Gimmicky franchise.
Gimmicky stupid rule.
Gimmicky ass franchise.
The owners tabled that idea, which means they haven't killed it. They've tabled it. That's concerning to me because that needs to be taken out back behind the barn and shot.
Like Old Yeller. And so that allows
Spoilers.
Me to answer. Good point, Nick. That allows me to answer Nick's original question. Why is this happening? Because they want to get rid. I guess that one is a couple things, but they want to get rid of special teams collisions. They do not like special teams collisions. Did you see that?
Really? They're concerned about player safety?
Yeah, but then they're going to...
How many games are we playing this year in
all
NFL?
Of the... Every day now of the week, the NFL is going
They only
be
want the quarterbacks to get CTE.
And now we want flex games on Thursday?
Have you seen...
I thought we were concerned about
I know
safety.
You've been really busy over the last few weeks, and so now is going to be the time where you dive back into the XFL. Have you seen how they do their kickoffs?
Yeah, they line them up real close together.
And they can't move until the ball is caught.
Yeah. Or until the ball's caught.
Until it's caught.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think that that's a solid, you know, if you want to try to maybe take some of the... They don't like the speed in which the players can run all the way down the field. I think that that might be a compromise. That's why they want to get rid of this. They want players to not return punts. They don't want them to get destroyed. They want
Well, they turned
collisions.
It down, so...
Yeah. So I guess never mind. But... They're considering they didn't. They tabled.
Yeah, they tabled the nonsense 4th and 20.
Don't like that.
Which is exactly what you want to have happen. You want a pass interference to give a team a free possession. Stupid. 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 It's not supposed to be easy to recover an onside kick.
Guys,
Nick,
it's time for the douche of the day. Guess what? Another game official. Today, it's MLB umpire Randy Rosenberg who ejected Phillies catcher JT Realmuto.
Watch what Realmuto does here. So he's reaching up for the ball. He thought he had it in the glove. He snaps the glove back. The umpire, it's almost like he was trying to trick him into, you know how you extend your
too
hand
slow.
Out and you're too slow.
Yeah. That and the wasn't umpire happening,
got,
though.
And the umpire got triggered. And threw him out of the
game. Wait, so he did it on purpose? I didn't think he did it on purpose.
It
no,
looks
no, no.
intentional,
he,
but I don't,
no, no,
think,
no.
I don't know
he,
if it is.
He said he thought the umpire was returning the ball himself, because sometimes the umpire will just throw the ball back to the
uh-huh.
pitcher himself.
Yeah. Mm.
And so when he realized it wasn't coming, he just snapped the glove back, and the umpire dropped the ball, and the ball, of course, missed the mitt.
Soft.
And the triggered-ass, soft-ass umpire, who never has to answer to the media, by the way,
He's the Ron DeSantis.
The meatball.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Wow. Mm. Soft.
Speaking of soft, he's the Kevin Durant of umpires.
Oh, nice. Callback.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a, no, that was LeBron James. Is he the LeBron James?
Oh, a feat.
The feat. Yeah. Yeah. Chiefsaholic and Kansas City superfan Mike, no, who goes to Chiefs games and robs banks.
Try reading that again.
I was going to make a Stibbs joke, but it didn't work where I thought.
Well, yeah,
it
but you blew the sentence.
I know. Chiefsaholic and Kansas City.
No, and?
The!
Are you getting
Nick, it
and?
Says the!
Why am I saying and?
I don't know.
Chiefs. Here, let me do this. Chiefsaholic.
The
Kansas City superfan who goes to Chiefs games and robs banks.
Stibbs. Has escaped house arrest. I had to catch back up to where I was.
Nick, can you read?
No. And failed to show up in court. Now he's on the loose, or off the leash, if you will.
Oh, God.
What if law enforcement threatened to strip the Chiefs of the Super Bowl unless he turns himself back into the pound?
Oh, that would be weird. It'd be hilarious.
Wouldn't it, though?
Yeah.
Would he do it? Would he turn himself in if somehow law enforcement had the ability to strip the Chiefs of the Super Bowl?
This guy's going to be in jail for a while, right?
Oh, he should be, yes.
Yeah, because he's robbed a lot of banks.
Yes.
It's like a
allegedly.
When are they going to make the movie? Right? This is definitely coming to a theater. Yeah, one to a movie club pick near you.
I think Stibbs should get into the job of being a bounty hunter, and this should be his first assignment.
Like in Django Unchained.
Yes.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
I like this idea.
And then Stibbs will get reprimanded for, Stibbs, we wanted him back alive!
Oh!
And Stibbs said, oh, you mean, I wasn't
Sir Ellen, bring me his head!
I wasn't supposed to run him over with the car?
My bad, I apologize.
Maybe I can read again.
We should. We should get, you know what? That's what we should get, bounty hunters of people who hate the Chiefs, and their only job is to find this guy. You could make it like a live, you know what we could do? We could make it like a live action edition of Cops.
Oh, I was just going to say the same thing.
Like that, that body like, cam show?
Yes.
Yeah.
We can make it like a game show. It'd be like The Running Man, right? Oh. Where they all
I've
have to go after
that.
Him.
Is that a movie? Should we do that for the movie
Running
club?
Man may need to be in the movie club. It's my
it's okay.
One of my favorites.
Is it streaming anywhere?
It should be.
Seems like a Peacock movie.
By the way, before Nick gets on to the next question, as I also look up to see if the Running Man is... yeah, that's true. It's on Paramount Plus.
Oh.
Oh, man, we might have to do that. How about this from Ben Fisher of Sports Business Journal? NFL league officials are backing off the Thursday Night Football flex plan for now. There is consensus in favor of relaxing limit on Thursday Night Football appearances from 1 to 2 per year, but not on flex, to be considered further and brought back in the May meeting. So there you go. Look at that. We're just breaking all sorts of news right now.
Look at us. Starting on April 15th, only verified Twitter users will be able to vote in polls.
What?
How will we poll Husker fans on their expectations now?
So I know that the reaction in the Zone audience was about the Connor Happer show. And the sadness, because they do a bunch of polls every day. They finish up
but
the show.
But our polls are meaningful.
They are. It's like the Siena New York Times presidential polls. These are the ones that matter.
We're the Gallup of the program.
Yeah, and it's going to suck. Like, we're not going to be able to do this anymore? It's such a bummer. We're going to have to go back to that. Remember that old weird website you used to have to tweet out polls? Like, hey, go vote in this poll. And it was a link, and you had to go and click on it and vote? We're going to have to do that in the future.
I suppose.
Bummer.
Well, Nick, does our website do polls? It
Maybe.
Should.
Yeah, no, I think it might.
It
Let me
should.
Look
we can get more hits on 1620thezone.com.
Great idea. Go to 1620thezone.com right now, friends, and vote.
Well, hold on.
I mean, they can't go there right
now. But unfortunately,
now.
The ease
right
of the
now.
Twitter poll is it's literally right there. You don't have to click on anything
right
else
there.
But the answer.
Yeah.
And that's why it's going to be a bummer. So you know what we're going to do on April the 14th, which is a Friday? We're going to do all the polls that we would have done for the rest of time on April the 14th.
Oh, not a bad idea. Hey, yep. It's the day before the season. What if we did, robocalls? We just start calling people.
Ooh, robocalls.
What's Nebraska's record? Will they be 4-8 or worse, 5-7 or 6-6?
Ooh, that's a good idea.
7-5 or 8-4 or 9-3 or better.
There might be a way to get it to work on the text machine, too.
We could get Michael Richards to be the voice because he always wanted to do movie phone.
Oh, perfect. Why don't you just tell me what record you think Nebraska will have?
Mark Hamill has lent his voice to an app warning Ukrainians when Russian airstrikes are coming. He does it in the calming voice of Jedi Master Luke Skywalker and uses phrases like, "Your aura of confidence is your weakness," and when the strikes are over, he says, "May the Force be with you." Cool?
I think it is.
Wow, really?
It's a little weird.
Yeah, I think it's a little weird.
Why is it weird?
It's just like, people are dying, and he's like, "May the force be with you."
There's gonna be there's gonna be generations of kids who associate Luke Skywalker with bombings.
Yeah,
right. But he wants to.
I get it. Like,
it's like being inspirational to the kids and to the Ukrainians of whom he supports.
It's nice, but their dad's laying dead. It's just.
Well, they're not laying dead if they're listening to the app, because the app tells them the airstrikes are coming. You're supposed to get in the shelter.
Oh, this is before.
Yeah, yeah. So there's an app that when the airstrike is happening, it's like when your phone goes off during a tornado warning or something.
Or that one Hawaiian missile accidental.
Oh, right. I remember that.
Yeah. That was weird.
And so the app tells you, hey, an airstrike is coming. Well, instead of being an annoying... There is a tornado warning in
which there's Butler not, by the way. There's not a tornado.
But I'm
you should have said the bomb. You should have done the
instead
bomb.
Instead of the robotic, you a know, very unfriendly
everyone.
Voice.
It's not a nuke.
Instead,
get to shelter.
Instead, it's Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker saying, "It's time to go to the shelter."
Kylo
now.
Ren, you son of a bitch.
Right.
And he almost killed him before he turned evil.
Oh, I remember.
And then after everything's done, he'll say, "And now the strike is over. May the force be with you."
Okay,
it's kind of a pep talk.
Weird. Still a little weird.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, I like where his head's at, though. Good job.
It's a very nice thought.
Yeah, there you go. It's the thought that counts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, would you rather have, you know?
What if it was Palpatine doing it?
What if it was Putin?
Ugh.
I don't think anyone wants that. What would Palpatine?
If it was Putin. And now I'm going to bomb you again. Or whatever, I can't do a Putin.
I was going
to
say,
I don't
that
know
was
what Putin
Palpatine.
Sounds like. Putin, I couldn't tell you what Putin sounds like.
Just do a Russian accent. You'll get there.
Yeah.
By the way, Boston College, 6-3 win over UConn.
Oh, no, the dream is happening.
Baseball.
Boston College to the College World Series.
Boston College tweeted, going up on a Tuesday. Hell yeah.
You know what? I've already got the t-shirts ready. Boston College World Series.
Oh,
that's good.
Our adopted team.
This is the Grum's adopted team.
I like
Unless either the Huskers, the Jays, or the Mavs make it.
Unless those teams make
yes,
it.
Yes, you
right.
know.
Yeah, it'll be conditional. Unless the Huskers, Mavs, or Jays, if they don't make it, then we're adopting Boston College.
Mm-hmm.
They're our team.
Mm-hmm. Boston.
Oh, crap. That means another Boston team has
Bill
to win.
Bill Simmons!
I don't know about this. Now I'm out on him.
Bill's going to come to Omaha because you know he definitely cares about college baseball. Andy says, by the way, you have to have Kugler on if you do Running Man. It'd be funny as not talked to Kent on the air in over a decade. That'd be great.
It'd be funny to have Kugler Movie Club.
We should do this. We should ask him if he wants to do it. Probably later. You know.
Well, yeah, we got to find a time where he's not busy.
Yeah,
after, a busy guy.
After the Masters, maybe. Yeah, that'd be really fun. It's on Paramount Plus.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
It's the best. What movie did I pick again?
Hustle.
Hustle.
It's the Adam Sandler movie.
With Adam Sandler. It's on Netflix.
I'm watching it Thursday.
Well,
hey,
I'm almost caught, I think. Well, tonight I'm actually watching the new episode of Succession. I didn't realize last season was only 9 episodes.
Oh, so you're...
I'm caught up. Well, I'm not caught up. I need to watch the Sunday.
Be... Awesome.
Then I'll be caught up. And I'll be able to watch the rest with y'all.
How about, so you've seen the season 3 finale?
Yes.
How about what Tom did to Shiv? Oh, boy.
Oh?
Oh, boy.
Oh?
Oh, crap. I forgot. It's just started.
I'm going to try to catch up by the time it's over.
All right. I don't want to say anything more.
Yeah.
Say anything more.
All right. We'll be back after this on 1620 The Zone.
And you know why I'm laughing, don't you?
Now, it's time for the unsportsmanlike conduct Bet of the Day.
Just a little bit under where some folks would like to see this one wind up.
Brought to you by Peerless Energy Systems.
All right, friends. Yesterday we had a rough go. I had the Pacers plus 7.5 against the bad Dallas Mavericks. The Mavericks won by like 20. Nick had the Jazz and the Nuggets. The Jazz lost. John had the Pistons plus 12. They covered. But he had the Blazers plus 11.5. How many points did Portland lose by?
Oh, like 32.
Nice. Good job, Portland. I'm
Losers.
Going to hockey tonight because you know how much I love hockey. It's about time for the Stanley Cup playoffs, by the way. Give me the Red Wings. My Detroit Red Wings at home versus the Pittsburgh Penguins. Somehow the team that everybody in Omaha roots for. Down with Pittsburgh. Detroit plus 160.
I'm going to take my Montreal Canadiens to beat Philadelphia plus 132.
I'm going to do spring training.
Oh, gross.
Okay.
Give me the Angels minus 110.
Hell yeah, Nick. That's the bet of the day brought to you by Peerless Energy Systems.
Well, they might have
Peerless.
A shot at winning tonight because Ohtani's not playing. Wow.
Yeah, I got a text that said, wait, John doesn't like the best player in baseball? The only reason to watch the sport?
That is not the only reason to watch the sport.
For us casual fans, it is.
Yeah, it's just the main reason. It's like 2-hour games, Shohei Ohtani. That's all
you
need.
Go. Top two.
Sure.
Because he's really good. He's doing
something
he
is really good.
We haven't seen in 100 years. And you're like, hey, you know.
Babe Ruth didn't even put up these
numbers.
You know
what? We used to see that all the time in the National League. The pitchers used to hit all the time.
Yeah, they didn't hit like this guy did. Paul, the show's done.
It is.
Wow. What do we have tomorrow?
Mike Schaefer. I guess dumb debates.
I thought we're moving it.
Are we going to move it?
What do you want to do, John?
It's your job.
You control the show. You do it.
I don't control the show.
We were just trying to piece it together while you abandoned
it. I thought you moved it there because you didn't have a show on Thursday. That's why I thought you moved it. And Sipple.
I feel abandoned again.
Maybe Sipple.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The first day he moved, he was like, actually, can I go earlier? Yeah. Bye!
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.